Radio.com.
When you're ashamed by the appearance of your teeth, simple things like smiling can seem embarrassing. A rejuvenated look is what you need. At Modern American Dentistry, you can get the perfect smile with a makeover using supermodel veneers and crowns. Simply tune in to Get Your Smile On with Dr. Joel Gould, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. to learn more.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer.
ForRadio.com.
Get your smile on with Dr. Joel Gould, your peek into oral health, cosmetic dentistry, and wellness solutions from Modern American Dentistry.
All right, everybody, hello. Looks like we're having a little technical difficulties. You're listening to 4 Radio. This is Dr. Joel Gould, and I am here with another episode of Get Your Smile On. We are broadcasting live from beautiful Manhattan Beach, California, and I'm pretty excited, as per usual, to introduce my guests for tonight. We are taking a departure off of the usual sleep apnea vitamin D train that we've been on, and we're going to be speaking with a young lady by the name of Lisa Mayo. She's a graduate of Baylor College School of Dental Hygiene, and she is a RDH, which stands for Registered Dental Hygienist, and she has a Bachelor's of Dental Hygiene as well. Now, as a dentist, or as should I say, as a wellness dentist, my talks to my audience have been about various topics regarding health and wellness, and today I'm here to bring this a little bit around back to why the reason I have the show in the first place, and that is because my producer, Maria DiGiovanni, basically is somebody that I met through Safe Passage. And anybody who's listening who doesn't know what Safe Passage is, it's technically much more than a battered women's shelter. It's an incredible program where victims of violence and abuse can reclaim their lives. They've got a great program where myself and my office is at Modern American Dentistry. We do the dentistry for these victims. We want everybody to have a great smile and help to let them get out there and reclaim their lives and get a great job and just generally feel good about themselves. Now, when it comes to being a dentist, everybody has a pretty good idea of what we do. And you've most likely or hopefully you've all been to the dentist and you've seen a dental hygienist. Now, in the dental office, there's many different people who we have working. We have the people at the front desk, and those are usually our receptionists. We have the people who assist the dentist, and those are either DAs, dental assistants, RDAs, registered dental assistants, or in the case of my office, where I'm very lucky to have some of the best people in the world working with me, I have two assistants who are RDAEF2s. And what that stands for is Registered Dental Assistant Extended Function 2. These assistants, and there's not that many in California, are legally allowed to and highly skilled at doing a lot of dentistry. And my two assistants, they can do almost everything that a dentist can do except for drill into a live tooth. And I think we want to leave that to the dentist. We don't need to get anybody else hating dentists any more than they are. Now, in my office, I have several different hygienists, and a hygiene program is very different than an assisting program. Assistants go to school and take courses to help to assist the dentist. Hygienists actually have a totally different education, and they actually have degrees. A lot of what they do has to have a basis in science, and it's really important for them to have an educational background in science. And when it comes to hygiene, my assistants or my hygienists, they will actually give Novocaine, and they're really good at it too. So tonight we're going to have Lisa Mayo. And she's a really great speaker. And one of the things she's covered for some dental journals is the identification of domestic violence. What do we do? What do we see when we have a patient in our chair and we suspect violence? Now, to some of my listeners, it's not a shock at all to know that most of the victims of domestic violence will suffer in silence. And if, going to the dentist puts them out of their normal conditions that they're in, sometimes this could be a really good opportunity to have somebody outside of their normal sphere of influence talk to them and be able to, to discuss if there's anything at home that's going on that isn't, not quite right. So tonight we're going to have Lisa on, and I think we're just waiting for her, and we're going to be discussing the things that she looks for and sort of how does domestic violence fit into the dental setting. Now, while we're waiting for her, I want to sort of refresh my listeners' memories and want to talk about PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, I would say probably 100% of the victims of PTSD, who are often the victims of domestic violence, these people, we've talked about before, have almost consistently insomnia and night terrors. And the interesting part that we've discussed about this in previous episodes is that insomnia is thought to be completely psychological by most of these people. They feel that they can't sleep because they're too anxious. They have night terrors and they're afraid of, some of the trauma in their past coming back at them. Now, what we found is, and if anyone wants to go back to one of my previous podcasts where I had Dr. Barry Krakow on my podcast, he was the one to discover that in a group of victims of domestic violence who had PTSD insomnia, almost all of them, and that's over 90% of them, had some form of a physical sleep disorder, most likely obstructive sleep apnea. And what was really interesting to him and to me as well is that to properly treat these people, that much more is required than just psychotherapy or communication therapy or cognitive therapy. These people actually need a physical change in their lives. They need to have their airways open. And having their airways open will allow them and their bodies to start to recover in addition to the cognitive therapy that can be achieved through something called IRT, Image Rehearsal Therapy. And that's something that we're going to talk about coming up fairly soon in another podcast. Now, I hear we have some callers out there, and I would encourage you, if you want to give us a call in, the number to call. Are we there, Maria? We got a caller on?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. If your callers would like to ask questions, they need to press 1. But yes, you have a whole list of callers that are listening. This is a very hot topic, as you know, especially with Horror Radio and our listeners, PTSD, domestic violence. So if any of your callers want to chime in with you, please press 1 and I will go ahead and let you through.
Okay, I'm ready to take a caller right now while we're waiting for Lisa. Let's go ahead.
Well, actually, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Client, and by me stumbling across me just sharing my life, is sleeping is difficult for me. And recently I had a really bad trigger that triggered something, a PTSD memory, and it really has thrown me off as far as my sleeping. So what would you recommend? And I'm sure when your guest comes on, we can ask her more intense questions. But what would you suggest I don't see myself as having issues, but obviously there's something that's keeping me awake, and it's got to be this. So what would you suggest?
Well, okay, so it's a complex issue, but basically the idea is that when someone's sleep gets fragmented, that it's difficult to repair. There's many, many different things that we need to do to repair it. Now, from some of the previous podcasts, there's three different aspects that I treat in sleep apnea. And in the case of PTSD insomnia, again, the statistics are showing that almost all of the sufferers have a physical sleep disorder. Now, when we treat this, I do a combination of myofunctional therapy, which are exercises of the tongue and airway to retrain to breathe properly. I do nutritional supplementation with magnesium and vitamin D, which is critical to repair the actual physical damage that's gone on in the airway with the poor sleep. And the last thing is we do a device to open the airway. So the issue really is that we have to look at all of these three aspects. And in your case, you know, when it's PTSD insomnia, the cognitive therapy is really critical. How you view sleep and how you get prepared for it and how you deal with it and how you deal with these night terrors is really critical. So there's the cognitive program is something called IRT, image rehearsal therapy. And I'll go into it really briefly in a second, but so it's multifactorial. If there was one easy thing to do, if you could really just take an Ambien and fall asleep for 8 hours and have a great night's sleep, then that would be fantastic, but there's no such thing. All sleep medications increase sleep apnea from a physical point of view, which is dangerous. Now, some of the ideas about why PTSD sufferers have night terrors is that part of their failing sleep is physical. So when they are actually getting into their deeper stages of sleep, their bodies start choking just like everybody else. And on some people, and I think this is pretty common, you know, people can't sleep on their back, and it's a subconscious thing. And the reason is when they sleep on their back, they choke. Now, why do people have insomnia? Well, if you knew that every time you go to sleep, you're going to be choking, you'd be kind of not feeling great about going to sleep. And that was what was so interesting about Dr. Kriko's work, is that he works with you know, people fly in from around the world to have him treat their PTSD insomnia. And it's pretty much the same thing every time, that, you know, the combination of the physical threats of choking in conjunction with the psychological stress of having the PTSD to begin with is a really bad fit. So to repair this, it's a tough road. And, you know, I know, Maria, that we've been working on a few things with you, but, you know, I'm ready to go with the next stages of you, and I didn't realize that you were having more acute problems. But, you know, we can talk about that a little further. Did that information make sense to you?
Yeah, I'm your poster child of issues.
Well, okay, but so I'm going to talk about – I want to –
No, but it's good. This show is just so informative, and I'm learning so much. Especially, I really believe, and I'm not. You're gonna not be happy, but I have been getting my vitamin D, and I really think that's a lot to do with it. But yeah, it would be nice. It would be nice just to sleep like solidly.
Right. Okay. Well, but that so that sleep is possible. It's just that there's a lot of different factors that come into this. So, I want to talk about the IRT right now because I want everybody out there to understand what it actually takes to get over this the night terrors, and it's such a simple thing. Basically, IRT it stands for image rehearsal therapy. Now, what you're supposed to do if you have a recurring night terror, the theory is that you need to write down what the night terror is in detail. And then you need to actually rewrite the story in a way that has a much more positive outcome. Really, any way you like it. You can write any type of ending. And then you actually rehearse the story, and you do it just before you go to sleep. It's a process. And the idea is that just in the same way that horrible, terrible fears and thoughts can recirculate in your brain, they can be replaced by actively psychologically changing the story to a more successful ending and a better ending. And in the same way, you know, we have people, Dr. John Cannell, he was the guy who talked about the false memory syndrome when it came to the McMartin daycare scandal here in Manhattan Beach. And basically, you can create your own memories just by having something repeated to yourself, either in writing or having a story you recreate in your mind. So you can recreate the idea that this particular terror is changeable if you practice it. And again, there's a combination of things to do. Just simply, you know, making a quick short story on a recurring night terror isn't going to work, but it's really a combination of the cognitive therapy, of sort of delving into the night terror, breaking it down, saying, what am I afraid of here? What changes could we see? How could this turn out different? How could we make this a more positive outcome? That's the psychological component. But you need, in addition, the right level of vitamin D and magnesium to sleep properly. And in addition to that, if you do actually have a physical issue like obstructive sleep apnea, then you absolutely need to have at least, at a minimum, a dental device or even a CPAP machine so that you can have proper physical access to oxygen so that you can get a good night's sleep. Now, on that note, I hope I didn't put anybody to sleep with that answer. We are going to take a short commercial break, and we'll come right back, and hopefully we have some more calls. So hang on. We'll be right back.
ForRadio.com.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Hi, I'm Deborah Osborne with Coldwell Banker Beachside. Before you do anything else, call 1-800-710-0260, extension 15, where you will hear a detailed recording on how I can sell your home faster and for more money than any other agent. Again, that toll-free number is 1-800-710-0260, extension 15. Call now, and let's get you packing.
Trust Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trust Rio's, our only limit is your imagination. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535 or find us on the web, TrustRioSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
Discover the mysteries of cosmetic dentistry. For all the insider tips and wellness solutions, tune in to Get Your Smile On with Dr. Joel Gould, Wednesdays at 7 p.m.
ForRadio.com.
All right, everybody, we are back. I just want to give you that number to call in. It is 347-857-3760. Call that number and press 1. Now, do we have any active callers ready to go, Maria, or are we going to go back to discussing the PTSD insomnia?
Just discussing what we're discussing, and if someone presses 1, let me know.
Okay. So anybody who is actually trying to call in, you need to press 1. Now, I want to sort of go back to, you know, it's what's really fascinating about the whole idea of PTSD and the insomnia, and I want to make this really clear, is that when you do not sleep properly, there's a real physical damage that happens to your body. And, you know, the two things that happen when you aren't sleeping properly, number one, you are not releasing all of the hormones that are required for your body to run normally into your bloodstream because your sleep is interrupted. That's the first thing. The second thing is, when you don't go into your REM sleep, that's the time that your central nervous system uses to clear out, resort, and flush out all the activities of that day and let you wake up feeling refreshed for the next day. So when both of those things aren't happening, number one, you feel crummy. Number two, your body starts to fail because the regular ways that we stay healthy is that our endocrine glands, which are different parts of our body, release hormones into our bloodstream. These hormones go through all of our tissues, and they have all kinds of different actions and make us feel healthy and normal. Insulin is one of those. We've got human growth hormone is another hormone that is especially interrupted when you're not getting good quality sleep. And human growth hormone, it's the director for all of the repairs of your body and cells. Without human growth hormone, our bodies age faster. And so it's really critical. So now imagine we have somebody who's had enough trauma as it is, and now they're not sleeping properly. Now we have anxiety, depression, and a huge list of issues that come along with sleep deprivation. You know, definitely anxiety and depression. And, you know, there's so many people who are suffering from this who really need to have their sleep assessed and definitely need to have a vitamin D test. Now, I want to just go on a little bit here about vitamin D and how critical it is. And we've talked about this a lot. I'm vitamin D crazy, and I'm crazy because it seems that every second day there's another reputable medical personnel putting out studies showing what vitamin D does. It's just involved everywhere. And it's kind of mind-boggling to understand that all for all this time, for all what we see on TV, nobody really has even heard of it. People know more of what their cholesterol number is than they know what their vitamin D number is. And the truth is, your vitamin D number is so much more important and your cholesterol number. All right. Now, for anyone out there listening who's having troubles with their sleep, there are two chemicals that you cannot get any other way than by supplementing somehow. These two chemicals are magnesium and vitamin D. Without those two chemicals, good sleep is going to be out of your reach. Now, if you have low vitamin D, you can't just take a pill and be better. If you have low magnesium, you can't just take a magnesium supplement and be better. These are two very interesting chemicals that we as humans need to bring into our body slowly. There's no quick fix. But the good news is that this is something that every single person can do very easily. Now, at this point in time, with my patients here at all three of my Modern American Dentistry locations, I am doing something called vitamin D counseling. And what that really means is I'm helping my patients to achieve what would be considered the ideal level of vitamin D. And I'm just going to real briefly go into why that's so important. Now, when it comes to vitamin D, it's highly immune supporting, meaning that if you don't have the right amount of vitamin D, your immune system does not function at the right level. And every single cellular function in your body can be affected by this. Vitamin D is also critical for sleep, and it's critical for digestion. If you have constipation or diarrhea or a mixture of both, the first place you should look is your vitamin D level. Without the proper vitamin D in your body, your gastrointestinal system can be completely on the fritz. Your entire gastrointestinal system, from your lips all the way down to the other end, is lined with vitamin D receptors. So low vitamin D signals all kinds of different chemical issues that happen with your gastrointestinal system. And this is something I've been talking about for a while. Anybody who hasn't heard this before, please go back and listen to my podcast with Dr. Stasia Gomanek. And she is a neurologist. And the short story is that she sees women mostly who have migraines and pain. And what she found is that all of her migraine patients all have severe vitamin D deficiency and sleep apnea, because those two go together hand in hand. Low vitamin D and poor sleep are completely associated together. Now, the idea is that when your vitamin D is very low, we're in hibernation mode. And hibernation mode means that we sleep more, we feel more tired, we put on fat. The vitamin D signals to us that we need to put on that extra weight for the winter to survive. And our bodies don't know that there's a 24-hour Ralph's around the corner. Our bodies know that when we have low vitamin D, that signals winter. And winter means store fat at the expense of muscle. So they say that 90% of Americans are vitamin D deficient. I think it's probably pretty accurate. From what I'm seeing at my office, I have yet to have one single patient who came in who was not vitamin D deficient. So for me, that's 100% of my people. And again, why is it so critical? Why is magnesium so critical? Well, melatonin is made from magnesium. And you've heard of melatonin before. You just haven't heard of the magnesium component. Magnesium is your stress element. When you are stressed, you'll burn through your magnesium just as you do with your vitamin D. So having the right amount of magnesium in your body is going to make life easier. Since I started supplementing myself with both vitamin D and magnesium, really the changes that I've noticed are, it's kind of funny to say it this way, but I feel like all of my rough edges have been smoothed. I don't get as upset when something terrible happens, and I don't get as frustrated when something bad happens. I don't get as manic. I just don't react the same way. I feel a lot more calm. Now, anybody who knows me, this is probably a good thing. Apparently, I've got a big personality, and I'm okay with that. But I really like the idea of being able to be more calm and really like losing my cool less. I think it's a pretty good thing. So if you have sleep issues, we need to look at three things. Number one, do you have the right chemical balance in your body? Do you have the right magnesium and vitamin D? Number two, are you getting proper air exchange? And if you're not, this actually needs to be treated, all right? And then the third thing is going to be just how are you planning your sleep? Do you have good sleep hygiene? Sleep hygiene means how do you behave when it comes time to go to bed? People who have insomnia tend to have terrible sleep hygiene. And what that means is they do all sorts of things in bed. Now, the experts say that bed is strictly for sleep and marital sex, of course, nothing else could be involved. That's basically it. And really, they're not joking. Reading in bed, eating in bed, doing work in bed, all bad ideas. You want to train yourself so that when you get to that bed, you are going to be doing one thing and one thing only, and that's sleeping. So for all you out there who do have this insomnia issue, do not go to bed at 9 p.m. thinking that you're going to fall asleep and get more sleep. It doesn't work that way. Your body is programmed, and now with your sleep totally destroyed, you don't have a good system of sleep. It has to be rebuilt. This is something that I highly recommend, again, Dr. Barry Krycow. He's got two books that are available on Amazon.com. And he is on my podcast. His contact information is on there. Go ahead and look up his information. He writes, you know, he writes in a really easy way to read, and the book was so informative to me to learn about nightmares and night terrors and all kinds of issues like that, and how just by focusing on your sleep hygiene and doing the right things to get you into the point of sleep, that you can have more successful sleep. The people who really have a hard time sleeping are shift workers or people whose schedules are all upside down. But the lesson is, if you have insomnia, you need to set a time that you go to bed at and do it regularly. When you do go to bed, do not stay there more than half an hour if you're not falling asleep. Get up, read a boring book, and I've got a few that I can lend to you, and try it again later. It's the frustration and the fear of, oh, I've got to fall asleep, I'm going to feel terrible tomorrow. This is additional stress on your sleep as well. So it's really about a behavior issue of getting your sleep behavior sort of more fine-tuned and then addressing the other issues. And for anybody out there who doesn't know what obstructive sleep apnea is, it's something that's readily available on my website and in my podcast to explain that this is really an epidemic, and we're seeing this all over the place, in my opinion, because of the vitamin D and magnesium deficiency that we all have. Okay, so it looks like we didn't have the opportunity to speak to Lisa Mayo, but basically what she was going to talk about was the idea that when we have somebody in our office, this is a completely different setting, especially with the hygienist that someone is used to seeing. Most of my hygienists have been with me for many years, and my patients have their favorite hygienist. They'll only want to see Sonia, or they'll only want to see Chrissy. And the great part about that is it allows my patients to develop a relationship with someone. And when someone cleans your teeth, it's kind of like, you know, getting a massage or your bartender being your therapist. A lot of people, they're much more open and feel more comfortable with their hygienist, especially if it's someone that they've known for a while. And this is a great opportunity for the hygienist to recognize the signs of domestic violence and to ask the right questions. And that was what our topic was going to be about tonight. We're going to talk to Lisa about how we can open the dialogue between the sufferers of domestic violence who are unknown. How can we help to identify who these people are, and how can we help them? All right. So, Maria, it looks like we had a show full of technical difficulties. Did we ever have a caller that pressed 1 to get on the show?
You know what? I hope they didn't, because it didn't come through. And I've already got to talk. And I've already put out my help to Blog Talk and see what's going on. So I do apologize, but onward.
Okay. Okay. Well, I don't know. As you're speaking now, Maria, you're really cutting out a lot to me, and I've got my headset on. I can't really tell if our listeners are hearing you, you're cutting in and out, or if it's just me. But either way, I think we're out of time. And you know, hopefully, for those of you who are listening who are interested in the PTSD insomnia, I hope this has been informative. And what I want to offer to all of my 4 radio listeners is I want to offer everyone free vitamin D counseling. And what I mean by that is I want you to contact me by email, and I want you to get me your latest vitamin D number. And this is what you have to ask for. You want your 25 vitamin D test. Do not get a 125 vitamin D test. Medical doctors don't always know the difference. A 125 D test will always be normal. So if your doctor tells you your vitamin D was normal, do not accept that as an answer. That's what my doctor told me. I absolutely requested to have the number, and when he told me the number, it was 18. 18 is deficient. Anything under 20 is deficient. Get me your vitamin D score, and I want to hear a little bit about you. I want to know your height and your weight, and I will help you to supplement your vitamin D or your magnesium to get you to the position where you can be open to starting to work on getting better sleep. In addition to just the supplementation that is going to make you feel better to get to the point where you can feel like you're going to start to work on this. All right? So today was an interesting show for me. It gave me an opportunity to put together all the things that I've learned through my journey through sleep apnea and PTSD. And I really look forward to being as helpful as possible to any of you out there to know that PTSD is associated with insomnia and night terrors, and it's not just psychological. There is more to it. All right, everybody. So until next week, thank you very much for getting your smile on. I look forward to hearing from you and getting some calls from you next week. And maybe if we get our technical difficulties cleared up, we could take some calls next week. Until next time, we'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to Get Your Smile On with Dr. Joel Gould. Keep smiling and tune in next time to listen to Dr. Joel Gould reveal the secrets of cosmetic dentistry and wellness. When you're shamed by the appearance of your teeth, simple things like smiling can seem embarrassing. A rejuvenated look is what you need. At Modern American Dentistry, you can get the perfect smile with a makeover using supermodel veneers and crowns. Simply tune in to Get Your Smile On with Dr. Joel Gould, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. to learn more.
ForRadio.com